Chapter 21, What God Hath Declared. Here is the foundation for faith, the living word of God. What God says is, what man says may be. What God says is never may be. It is always made good. God's word is a part of himself, just as your word is a part of you. What you say reveals the real you. People come to trust in you, in your voice. Your voice and your words are you. Jesus was God's voice. What Jesus said, the Father said. Jesus was the Logos, the Word of God. When you read what Jesus said or you hear it read, you are hearing God. You are hearing the living Word. God is back of what he has spoken. The throne of God is back of what he has spoken. God's character and Jesus' character are involved in what the Father or Jesus has spoken. So when he says, surely he hath borne our sicknesses and carried our diseases, yet we did esteem him, stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted, we know that our diseases were laid on him. When he climaxes that statement with, by his stripes we are healed, we know that we are healed. It is a problem of the integrity of the word. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and Jehovah hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. This solves the sin problem. Hebrews 9:26, but now, once at the end of the ages, hath he been manifested to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. The sin problem is a settled problem because God said it was settled. Disease and sickness problems are settled because God said that he had settled them. He bore the diseases. God said, by his stripes ye were healed. So that ends the discussion. He said the issue was closed. The diseases have been put away. So sickness and disease shall not lord it over you. He said, wherefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things are passed away. Behold, they are become new. Disease has no standing with the new creation. That is his declaration. That statement is a part of himself. He says, you are a new creation. He says that you are his son, born from above. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. This is a statement of fact. Sin and disease are one. They cannot dominate the new creation. You are not only his son, but you are a joint heir with Jesus. You are a joint fellowshipper in all that Christ did and is. This shows how near you are to him. I am the vine, ye are the branches. God is a part of what he said. In Christ, you are what he says you are. You are a new creation, created in Christ. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, to the new creation. What God says is, if you are a new creation, then there is no condemnation for you. If there is no condemnation, disease cannot lord it over you. If you have committed sins and you confess them, he is faithful and righteous to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. You are forgiven. What God says is, you do not need to make this yours. It was written for you. Just act on it. It is like God. It is part of God. If he says he has forgiven you, he has forgiven you. What he has forgiven, he forgets. It's as though it had never been. There is no memory of it. You stand as free as Jesus is in the Father's presence. Our faulty vision caused by sense knowledge has made us see as through a glass darkly. The word has been obscured. We have not been able to catch God's dream of the reality of it. The reality of it has never dawned upon the church. They have never realized that they were free from the dominion of Satan. Colossians 1:13 and 14, who delivered us out of the authority of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have our redemption, the remission of our sins. We are delivered out of the authority of Satan. We are translated into the kingdom of the Son of his love. We are in the kingdom. We are members of it. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Satan's dominion is ended. We are free, absolutely delivered. What God says is, we are redeemed. Not only do we have a perfect redemption, but we have a perfect remission of our sins. Remission has to do with what we did before we were born again. Forgiveness has to do with what we do after we are born again. Remission is the wiping out of everything connected with our old life. There are no hangovers in the divine life. You are absolutely a new creation. There are no sin scars upon you. You are a new creation created in Christ Jesus. You are the righteousness of God created in Christ Jesus. You are complete in him. What God has made righteous is righteous. What God has declared righteous is righteous. What Jesus made righteous in his substitutionary sacrifice is just what God says it is, a completed, perfect thing in his sight. When the believer, in the quietness of his own spirit, recognizes the utter integrity of the Word of God, disease and sickness and failure are the things of the past. 1 John 4:4, ye are of God, my little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The power and ability of God is in you right now. You stand a victor in every combat. You have no apologies to make for weakness. God is the strength of your life. What God says is. There is no supposition about it. It is an absolute present tense reality. If he says you are more than a conqueror, you are, no matter how mighty the force against you may be. It makes no difference what sense knowledge has told you. You cast down reasonings and give the Word of God its place. You act as though there were not an enemy in the world. When he says, my God shall supply every need of yours, you are not afraid to do anything he tells you to do. The money will be there to meet every obligation. God cannot lie. His word is a part of himself. He and his word are one. He watches over his word to perform it. He is utterly jealous over his word. He watches over it with the utmost care. All you need to do is call his attention to what he has promised, and he will make the promise good. God's word has the ability in it to make good anything he has promised. The Logos of God is a living thing. It produces in the heart of man the very thing he promises he would do. We preach it and teach it because it is the living word today. God says, whosoever believeth in him shall not be put to shame. The living word. The word is lifeless until faith is breathed into it on our own lips. Then it becomes a supernatural force. You may have entire chapters of the word committed to memory, but they lie dead in your life. As you act on the word, it becomes a living thing. Then as you witness, make your confession of that word. It becomes a dominating force in your lips. Jesus' word was the Father's, but he spoke it. He lived it. He acted it. That made it a living thing. He said, the words that I speak are not mine, but my Father's words. The words that I have spoken unto you are spirit and are life. We take Jesus' words and we act upon them. That makes them live.